Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, and I'm so pleased that you're listening to this broadcast. Today, the 11th of June, is the day after the Friendship Day in Lennoxville. Although I'm recording this programme ahead of time, I trust that all will have gone well, and our community at Lennoxville was at its best as we shared our interests and stories with one another. Whichever community you are in the eastern townships of Quebec or further afield, I trust that you'll be blessed in this broadcast of the Word of Grace. Psalm 33 begins, "Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy, for the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. And by the word of the Lord the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm." Turn to God in prayer. You, O God, are overflowing with love, infinite in kindness, incomparable in glory. You are the source of all good things, and in you all things work together for good for them that love you. Your presence breaks into our lives by your Spirit in many ways, and you touch us with wonder, and all through this, through the gift of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Here in this time of reflection, we offer you thanks with our prayers, praise with our hearts, and honour with our lives, this day and every day, now and always. God of all our journeys, you lead us day by day. Sometimes the going is smooth and we follow gladly, but sometimes the going gets tough. We face obstacles and choices. We're unsure which way to turn. Forgive us when we hesitate, and give us the courage to take a step into your future. God is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Know that you are forgiven and be at peace with God, with yourself, and with one another. Through Jesus Christ. Lord, amid the distractions of these days, give us undivided hearts and attentive minds. Settle us with your Holy Spirit so that we might listen for your truth and discern your guiding word. Amen. Our reading today is from the New Testament, Paul's letter to the church in Rome, where he writes to them about a man called Abraham, who was the forefather of the Hebrew people. Through his faith, God brought blessing into the world, and all who follow the path of faith follow his example. Romans chapter 4, verse 13. It was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. For if those who depend on the law are heirs, faith means nothing and the promise is worthless, because the law brings wrath, and where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words, "it was credited to him," were not written for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness, for us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Amen. Hollywood doesn't always make a good fist at turning biblical stories into films. Watching them on the big screen turns them into literal stories, and they can make the filmed version the definitive version. They can lose the nuance and the story of the storyteller's art. What Hollywood certainly can do is use a certain kind of English. It seems unable to bring itself to tell the Bible stories the way that the Bible tells them, in a street-level, warts-and-all kind of way. When the New Testament was written, there were three major languages in use in the Roman Empire. Latin, the language of politics and power, Classical Greek, the language of literature and culture, and Koine Greek, or Common Greek, the language of the street and the workplace. And the New Testament was written in Koine Greek, the sort of language spoken in the pubs on the factory floor around the dinner table. It was as different from Classical Greek as the way that you or I speak is different from Shakespearean English. What the Hollywood over-dramatizings do, and what the tendency among some Christians too, in using old translations like the King James Version of the Bible does, is to keep masking the fact that the stories in the Bible are usually about pretty ordinary people. Indeed, woefully ordinary people at times. The last people on earth you would have imagined were ever going to make it onto the list of the heroes of the faith. And what about Abraham and Sarah? Nothing too special about these two. Abraham was fairly successful in his business life. He was pretty wealthy. But his family life was mostly a mess, and Sarah was just as screwed up as well. Now, I'm not going to go into all their family problems, but apparently Sarah was a fairly gorgeous sort of woman, and Abraham kept panicking that someone would knock him off to get their hands on her. And so on a couple of occasions he tried to pass her off as his sister. Which only made things worse, because then every hormonally driven male in the area thought she was fair game. Why on earth would God choose Sarah and Abraham? And not only choose them, but guarantee that they would be a source of blessing for the entire world? Once again, don't bother wondering. God's choices are unfathomable, especially to those who have been chosen. God doesn't pick out the especially worthy or the especially pure. God seems to pick out people who are ordinary, even ordinary to the point of pathetic. People with just as many marital and family problems, personal failings and skeletons in the closet as anybody else. People whose past lives are not all that unsullied and pure. People whose lives up to that point show little or no potential for future contribution. Ordinary garden variety folk. Folk much like us. Maybe God just likes a challenge. Maybe God uses utterly ordinary people so that when we see that extraordinary things that God is able to do through them, we'll know that it was God and that therefore there's hope for us too. Matthew's Gospel chapter 9 tells us a Jesus story. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. And while Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but those who are ill. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners." This God is unstoppable. There's no one who is so far gone and so screwed up that God's love can't reach them and transform them into unbelievably different people. I'm not saying that Jesus' call on our lives means that all our problems will be over and life will be all fine from here on in as we follow him. I'm sure Matthew had plenty of days when he thought that he'd be better off back in the tax office in front of his computer than traipsing around the countryside with a maverick rabbi who was getting death threats from the Department of Internal Affairs. But what I dare to say is that if you'll turn from the idolatries of money and image and power and follow the one who said that all that matters is loving God, yourself and others, then there's no telling how significant a contribution you may find yourself making to the future of this planet and its inhabitants. If Jesus can take a scum-of-the-earth lowlife like Matthew and turn him into one of the founders of the church, what can he do with you? All Matthew had to do was stand up, walk out the office, stumble along after Jesus, and see what happened from there. And if God can take a Sarah and an Abraham and a Matthew and make them the source of blessing to all the world, then what can God do with you?
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am. Borne my people's pain, I have wept for love of them. They turn away. I will break their hearts of stone. Give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Shall I say, here I am, Lord, is it I, Lord, I have heard you calling in the
Let us pray. God of our past and our future, we come before you with grateful hearts, trusting that you walk with us through all the times of our lives. You create a future for us, calling each of us to use our individual abilities and opportunities to make a difference. Thank you that we can all have a place and a purpose in your world. We know this because you sent your Son Jesus to teach us the ways of mercy, and to call sinners to leave their past behind and follow you. And when Jesus was handed over to death, you raised him to new life, and taking us by the hand, raised us with him. And when we put our faith in you, you were true to your promise of grace, and declared us to be in the right with you, healing us of all that would drain us of life. We pray for all who those facing fear or frustration, wrestling with sorrow or discouragement in any area of their lives, for those who live with illness or pain, those bearing up chronic conditions or disability, those who know the grief and change of bereavement. And we pray for all those who work to bring healing and comfort, and agencies which offer support and care to those who suffer. We pray for all who feel helpless and hopeless in the present time, for those around us facing unemployment, struggling to make ends meet, for those caught up in the pain of misunderstanding or broken relationships, working through situations of conflict at home or at work. And we pray for all who offer guidance and support in the midst of such difficulties, and for those who have skills in reconciliation or mediation. God of healing and hope, guide your church and our congregations to engage each day with faithfulness. Where we need correction, show us a new way. Where we need love and encouragement, inspire it to us. Unite us as we travel into the future you are creating for us as followers of Jesus, as we pray the words he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, or at whatever time you are listening to this recording. You'd be welcome to join with us on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. at St. Andrew's Sherbrooke at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville, or perhaps online through YouTube and Facebook. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.